Hey Doc, before today's episode, I have an important announcement for you. Have you been told that maybe if you can just cut down your spending, save more money, and pay off debt, then you will be able to have freedom? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but that's not the complete truth. Over the last couple of years, I've had the pleasure of learning from badass women physicians and women outside of the physician communities that are living a life of freedom. And what I've found is that how they live their life and how they think about money is so different than how most of us have been taught. Incorporating this stuff has literally changed my life and the women physicians that I have an honor of serving. So I would love to invite you to an upcoming webinar that I have coming up for you. I want to share with you 7 ways that women physicians that are living a life of financial freedom think differently than most. That way you can also incorporate some of this stuff and accelerate your own journey to freedom and wealth. Love you so much. Check out the link in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you at the upcoming training. Enjoy this episode. Hi, Docs. I'm Dr. Latif, and I'm the host of the Money Fit MD podcast. This is where we help badass women physicians just like you learn simple and effective tools to build wealth from the inside out. That way, we can create wealth and bigger impact without all the burnout. Enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, my fabulous people. How are you guys doing today? Welcome to another episode. This is Dr. Latif at I Am Your Money Coach. What's up? Listen, you're here on my channel. So that means for this moment while you listen, I'm your money coach. So welcome. I'm super excited you're here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for leaving us a rating. If you have not yet, I want you to stop. Actually, you don't even have to stop. I want you to just scroll right now and go ahead and leave us a rating, because this is literally the way that people find us. So, and then the information we're sharing here, especially if you're a repeat listener, it means that it's doing something for you. So why would you want to keep that to yourself? I want you to share it with everybody. So there are 2 ways you can do that. You can literally take the episode, your favorite episode, and share it, text it to someone, share it in your Facebook group. If it's adding value to your life, you can DM it to someone and say, hey, check this out. You can share it on your social media platform and tag me on there so I can come say hello to you as well. So there are just so many things you can do, but just literally one is share it yourself, any and everywhere with the people that you love. The other option, which you can choose to do both, is you can leave us a rating. This is how random humans find us. You know, if you're scrolling on podcasts and then something comes up, because this is literally like one of the biggest secrets for women physicians is this whole money stuff that no one has told us about or taught us about. And if there's anywhere you can, even passively by leaving a rating or a review or both, share this with someone, imagine that. It is literally like passive spreading the gospel of money to other women in a way that is kind, in a way that is even grounded. So those are the 2 options you have. You can either literally physically share this with people, or you can also leave us a rating or review, or you can do both. If you do both, I will extra, extra, extra special love you. So thank you guys for listening to me, and I appreciate your time. And that's why I try to ask myself, what are the challenges my women are having? What are the questions y'all are asking? And come in here and help us move forward. So the episode I want to talk about today is, I believe, really important, especially if you're someone that has suffered from analysis paralysis, or you have all those ideas in your head that you want to do, but none of it is coming to fruition because you're like, where do I start? Where do I start? So y'all have heard about multiple sources of income. Everybody and their mama wants multiple sources of income, which I'm a huge fan of. I acknowledge it. I'm a fan of it. I do it. I think it's great. I think everyone should, maybe would want to, maybe not should, but want to at some point. However, what happens though is a lot of times people are asking themselves, I want to have multiple sources of income. I want to have multiple sources of income. And then I meet them 3 months later and they're still saying the same thing. I meet them a year later, they're still saying the same thing. I meet them 2 years later, they're still saying the same thing, and nothing is changing. And I believe that the reason why is because there are some people that
are able to take actions when they have like 10 things to do. And there's some people that just find it hard when they have 10 things to do to just even like do the first thing. So if that's you, you're truly, truly going to appreciate this episode. Again, the key is this. Your goal is, yes, at some point to look back and have multiple sources of income, because that's literally what people mean when they say they want to have multiple sources of income. It's not that they want to wake up one day with multiple, because that would be magical and hard to do. It's because you want to look at some point in time and say, wow, my money is growing from different places. My money is coming from different places, so that I'm not having to rely on one of them. Because if something happens to one, then at least I have a buffer. And I've seen that play out in my life. I've seen that play out in the lives of my members in the money school. I've seen it in, you know, my colleagues, and how it is so, so important for us to have that stream of income that is coming from different places. However, when the thought of I want to have multiple sources of income is actually counterproductive for you, then we need to change what we're doing. So this is a hack that I came up with, and I think you may like it. If you think about sources of income as trees, what you're literally saying is that I want to have trees that are bearing different fruits from it. Like I want trees that maybe I want to have multiple trees, so that if even if it's the same orange tree, if one tree isn't doing well, then another one is going to be doing well, so that I can have a harvest. Or if I want an orange tree and an apple tree or a grape tree or that sort of thing. So the goal is, what you're trying to say, or what most people are meaning to say, is I want to have trees that are bearing multiple trees that can bear fruit in different season, or even in the same season. They may be a little different. One may be a little like sweet. One may be a little bit like, I don't know, a little sour, or whatever, whatever. Y'all get my point. So imagine if a farmer wants to plant their plantation and they're like, I want to plant all the plants in the world at the same time. It's just hard for it to happen. So instead of trying to do that, why don't you try this hack instead? Why don't you just try to build one tree or plant one tree? Meaning, why don't you just try to invest in something now? So for example, if you're like, okay, I have my clinical source of income, I want multiple streams of income, but that's not just happening. Why don't you ask yourself, what is one thing that I can do now? What is one way that I can invest my money now? So that may be, okay, what am I already doing in the stock market? Am I optimizing that? And even with that, is that diversified? Meaning that am I putting it in different trees, or is it all coming from one tree in the stock market? And y'all know I'm a huge fan of index funds, because it's, you know, well known based on history, it does well, it's simple, diverse as it is, all that good stuff. But once you're done with that, then it's like, okay, what is the one thing that I want to do? I want to invest in active real estate. Then do that. It's a power of focus. Power of focus. Your brain is going to tell you, but what about all this stuff? Just say, you know what? Thank you, brain. I'm good. I'm not doing that. We're only doing one thing now. Do that. And then you ask yourself a couple of months later, once that one is off the ground, what is one thing that I want to invest in? I want to buy or build a franchise. Do that, right? After that, what is one thing that I want to do? I want to create a product because of something and an idea that I had a month or two ago. The key is this. We make a mistake of thinking that the idea of multiple sources of income has to be present now. It does not have to be present now. The key is you're looking forward, and at some point in future, you want to look back and say, oh, I have multiple sources of income. However, that does not have to start that way. And if the whole idea of multiple is actually counterproductive for you, then I want you to stop thinking multiple and just ask yourself, what is the one additional thing that I want to do? And do that. And silence everything else until that one is a grown-up child. Imagine trying to birth a child, barely out your, you know, whatever, your canal. And now you're like, where the second one at? Like, can you just wait for that one to like get out of your, my giant friends laugh when I say butthole. Because it's really not the butthole. I know that. But I'm a GI dog, so I do think it's fun to say it's come from the butthole. So imagine that happening, right? You're like, let this kid get out of the butthole first before we move to the next one, right? I guess I should be more accurate and just call it the pelvis. Get out from the vaginal canal. get out, swim out of the uterus, right? Through the uterine line. You know, I'm not about that propaneth here, right? We're going down and dirty. But the bottom line is you want that kid to at least be fed. You want that kid to be at least slightly independent of you. Then you can move to the next, talk about, you know, okay, well, we will talk about having three kids. Then we talk about the next one. Like, freaking let your vagina heal before you start talking about the next child, right? Let that happen. Or let your scar, right? Your C-section scar heal a little bit before you start talking about the next one. So that is what I have for you guys today. If the whole idea of multiple sources of income is counterproductive, causing you to have analysis paralysis, then I want you to silence the noise and just simply ask yourself, I only want to plant a tree. One, and plant that tree, let it be slightly independent of you, and then you plant a tree, let it be independent of you, and then you plant a tree, and then you plant a tree. And guess what happens? 12 months from now, you are going to look back and go, wow, look at all the trees. Wow, I have so many trees. When in fact, if you didn't do that, you would have looked back and gone, I want to have multiple trees. I want to have multiple trees, and nothing is happening. So that's what I have for you. I hope this has been helpful. If it is, make sure you leave us the rating that we talked about earlier. You don't even have to stop, right? Leave us a rating. Share this with someone amazing in your life. We want to get the word out because women physicians deserve to be liberated, to live well, to practice medicine on their terms. And that is what we are building here. And if I can be of service to you, if you want to be part of our community of women physicians that are doing amazing things like this, liberating themselves, going back to what they love, going back to who they love, which is themselves ultimately, it would be a pleasure to have you in our community. It's a one-time payment and you stay for the lifetime. There's no better deal. There's no better community. And I can say with confidence that there are no better humans than the ones that are in there. So thank you for being a part of this community. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
If you have loved this episode, I would love it if you can head over to iTunes and leave us a review. It helps us get this content to more women physicians. This is a money revolution, and I'm so glad that you're part of it. Thank you for listening.